Now, Act Two of the story called Myra Barker.
Well, as it turned out, there was a doing the very next night. Box supper over at the church. And since I'd sort of promised Myra that the next time there was anything going on, Well, anyway, we went to supper together, and the time seemed to pass by real pleasant. The next night, she was invited to a party at the Peterson house, and, well, now that I look back on it, there sure was a lot of social activity in Willow Fork during the next couple of weeks. We were going one place or another almost every night, and I was enjoying myself, too. I really was. And I was enjoying being with Myra. I didn't realize how much until that evening when I was walking her home from the hayride.
Well, Greg?
Huh?
You haven't said a word since we left the wagon.
Well, there doesn't seem to be much to talk about.
Oh. Well, here we are. It's pretty late. I won't ask you in.
Sure. Good night.
Greg?
Hmm?
What's wrong? You're cross as an old bear.
Well, I just don't see why you had to spend the whole doggone evening with Dave Carstairs.
Oh?
And what were you two giggling all the time about?
Well, I don't know. Dave's very amusing.
Well, I just don't happen to agree with you on that. Anyway, I brought you to the hayride, didn't I? And if he can't find himself a girlfriend, we ought to stay home.
Well, now, just a minute, Britt.
Well?
Aren't you taking a little too much for granted? We have an understanding, remember? We're not interested in each other. Romantically.
How do you know we're not interested? Leastways, how do you know I'm not?
Why, Britt?
Well, I guess this is as good a time to tell you as any other. I don't know how it happened. I never thought it could... I don't see... That is, Myra, will you marry me?
Oh, Britt.
I know you don't care for the idea, but I'm probably the last man in the world you'd ever... But even so, I've got to ask you.
You've got to be careful, Britt. I might say yes.
I wish you would, Myra. I'd give anything in the world if you would.
You're serious, aren't you?
I'm just as serious as I can be.
But we both said that we didn't want to settle down, that we weren't interested in love or marriage.
A man can change his mind, can't he? Myra?
I guess if a man can change his mind, a woman can too.
Myra, is that you out there?
Yes, Uncle Jess.
It's time you were coming in, ain't it? It's almost 11 o'clock.
I'll be right along.
Can't you let him alone for a minute, Jess?
I've got to get up in the morning, Zoe, and I need my sleep.
I know I haven't got much to offer you, Myra, but I saved up a little money, enough to get started. I thought maybe I could buy us a ranch. That is, if you'd like ranch life.
Well, I haven't said I'd marry you, Britt.
But I thought the... Well, you said you felt the same way I do, didn't you?
I'm in love with you, Britt. I'll admit it.
Well, then...
But we're not children. We're used to living our own lives, and we've never put down roots, either one of us.
Well, it's high time we did.
I've got to think it over. Just let me sleep on it. Tomorrow night, I'll tell you then.
Oh, you'll say yes, Maya. You've just got to.
I don't know, Britt. I don't know.
Well, I put in some long days in my life, but that next one, that was the longest I ever spent. Boy, every once in a while I'd start thinking that it just couldn't be. That I hadn't really asked a girl to marry me. But then I'd remember Myra, and it seemed like asking her to be my wife was the most sensible thing I'd ever done. Well, I had an early supper, what I could eat of it, and then I... headed over to the Aldens. Myra was sitting on the porch swing. She looked even prettier than she had before. Hello, Myra.
You're early, Britt.
Yeah, I guess I am.
I thought maybe you'd be late. Maybe you wouldn't come at all once you'd had a chance to think things over.
wasn't me who had the thinking to do. Well, Myra...
I'll marry you, Britt.
Oh.
I couldn't turn you down even if I thought it was best. Even if I knew it was.
Oh, this is the best.
Is it? Are you sure the day won't come when you're sorry you're tied down, when you're sorry you can't go off on a cattle drive to Kansas, or you can't head over to a new mining camp in Nevada, or you can't just be by yourself when you want to?
No, I've had my share of cattle drives and mining camps, more than my share, and I don't want to be alone anymore, Myra. And besides, settling down will be just as hard for you as it is for me, you know. Your life will be changed,
no,
too.
It won't be as hard. A woman has roots even if she doesn't realize it. They're there all the time, waiting to take hold. And when she... if she has a home and a family, forgetting everything else is easy. She does her traveling and her dreaming and her wanting through her children. No, Britt, it's harder for a man.
But I'll manage it.
And the day won't come when you'll want to get in the saddle and ride up as far as the snow on the mountains. The day won't come when somebody will ask you for help, you and your six-shooter. A friend, maybe, a friend who needs you.
You'll just have to do without.
Well, maybe someone like Sheriff Jennings at Eagle Falls, a friend like him.
What makes you mention Sam Jennings? You don't even know him, do you?
A man came into the Gazette office this morning while I was there. He was from Eagle Falls. He'd said that he had some trouble there over a month ago. A shooting.
Well, if it was a month ago...
The sheriff was wounded, and the man who did the shooting has a grudge against you. He was looking for you. That's why he came to Eagle Falls. Prescott, I think that was the name the man mentioned.
Bide Prescott?
Yes, that was it. Does he have a grudge against you, Britt?
He did have.
If the sheriff's wounded and wants you to come over to Eagle Falls to help him...
Does Sheriff Jennings want me?
The man in the office said he did. There's nobody else to go after Prescott, is there?
I don't know.
You'd like to go after him, wouldn't you?
No.
But you feel you should, don't you?
But Prescott isn't here. Eagle Falls is over 100 miles away.
You haven't answered me, Britt. Do you feel you ought to go after him?
Well, if what you say is so, if Sheriff Jennings got wounded on my account, if there's nobody else...
Go ahead, Britt. Go on to Eagle Falls.
Do you want me to go?
Yes. Yes, I want you to.
But it shouldn't take long. I'll come back.
No.
What?
Don't come back, please.
But I don't understand.
There'll always be a Bide Prescott or a Sheriff Jennings. There'll always be someone or something calling to you, taking you away from me. Oh, you'd turn them down, you'd shut your ears, but you'd still hear it, Britt. And inside you'd feel that it was me that was holding you, and it would be me.
No, Myra, I wouldn't blame you.
I'd blame myself. And I wouldn't like myself very much for doing it to you. Don't you see, Britt, we're lucky this happened tonight, that we found out in time.
No, Myra, I...
Please, Britt, don't come back. Don't! Please, don't!
Hmm?
Oh. Oh, good morning, Cass. Whoa, Scar. Whoa, whoa.
Do you mind stepping into the office a minute? I'd like to talk to you.
Well, I
won't take long.
No, all right, Cass. Easy, boy.
Sit down, Britt.
No, I'm kind of restless today, Jess. Thanks, anyway.
You sure have a fiddle foot, don't you?
Yeah, guess so.
And you're on your way out of town, huh?
Yeah.
See, what about Myra?
She's a fine girl, Jess. Really a fine girl.
Mm-hmm. Britt, you're leaving on account of Sheriff Jennings over to Eagle Falls sent for you. Ain't that your reason?
You might say so, in a way.
Well, now, I don't want you to think that I meant to eavesdrop last night when you was talking to Myra, but somehow Zoe forgot to shut the parlor window, and we just couldn't help hearing a certain amount of what she said.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
Well, it ain't true what Myra told you. Leastways, the part about Sheriff Jennings sending for you. That ain't true. The fellow from Eagle Falls didn't even mention your name. Jennings ain't asked for your help, Britt.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, Jess.
What? Huh?
Well, you see, I ran into Bide Prescott 3-4 weeks ago, and, well, there's no reason for anybody to be going after him now.
Well, if you knew that, if you knew you didn't have to leave Willow Fork, why in the name of common sense didn't you say so to Myra?
Well, I figured she had her reasons for making up that story about Sheriff Jennings. I figured she was trying to turn me down without hurting my feelings.
Oh, Britt, she didn't want to turn you down. She was just trying to make sure you wouldn't feel you'd made a mistake if you married her.
No, she couldn't really care for me very much, Jess.
Then why did she spend all night crying her eyes out? And why was Zoe up till all hours commiserating with her?
Well, thanks for telling me that, Jess.
Then you ain't leaving.
Well, I'm leaving. But I'm real proud to know that Myra is somewhat fond of me.
Oh, Britt, if you love her and she loves you...
It's enough that she cried over me for one night, Jess. You know, I remember when I was a kid, my pa was like me in a lot of ways. Always on the move, always off somewhere, getting a new start, taking a new job, hunting a new frontier. He loved my ma, and she loved him, but she spent a lot of nights crying. A lot of nights. I just wouldn't want that to happen tomorrow.
There's no reason it should.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, there is. When she was telling me that story about Sheriff Jennings wanting me to come over to Eagle Falls, I looked at myself real hard, and I knew that if it had been true, if Sheriff Jennings really had sent for me, well, it had been pretty hard for me to turn him down. Even for Myra's sake, it had been pretty hard. And someday I reckon I wouldn't be able to turn him down or anybody else like him, and Myra'd spend another night crying, you see.
One of these days you'll change, Britt.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will.
Well, can I tell Myra that you might come back to Willow Fork?
No, Jess, I don't think you better. Of course, if I do come back and she's still... Well, maybe we just better wait and see what happens.
So long, Britt. Good luck.
Thanks, Jess. I'll probably be seeing you again before too long. Let's go, Scar.
Last program in the current series of The Six Shooter, a transcribed NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions. It is written by Frank Burt and is based on a character created by him. Mr. Stewart may currently be seen in the Universal International picture The Glenn Miller Story. Others in the cast were Virginia Gregg, who played Myra, D.J. Thompson, Howard McNear, and Parley Bear. Special music for this program was by Basil Adlam, and the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. It's been good to be with you with The Six Shooter each week, and I hope that sometime, somehow, we can do it again. This is John Wall speaking. Hear MacDonald Carey and Jason and the Golden Fleece tonight on the NBC Radio Network.